We're living in the dream.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Mike Kennedy with the Living in Victory broadcast. Glory to God. We're going to continue our series today that we've been on for a few months. It is regarding the authority and power that you and I have been given by the Master. The title is A Believer's Authority and Power. Join your faith with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you for light, for revelation. I thank you for the anointing. Ask you for grace to help me speak your oracles precisely the way you would have. Father, we touch and agree asking for this. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, if we walk in the authority and the power that Jesus gave us, we can defeat the enemy every time. We can win battle after battle after battle. Attack after attack after attack. Amen. We've covered a lot in the series. We're on the armor of God. And today we're going to continue with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. And we may get to the next part of the armor. There's six pieces of the armor of God. The series is based on Matthew 28:18 and Luke verses chapter 9 verse 1. Matthew 28:18 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them." Is Jesus still speaking today? Yes, he's speaking through his Spirit. He's speaking through his written word. Amen. "He came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" Glory to God. Luke 9:1 says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Over all demons. We talked about how in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, there's four different levels of demonic powers in the heavenlies. But today we're going to continue regarding the armor in this same chapter of Ephesians chapter 6. We talked about truth and how it protects against the lies of the enemy. You know, counterfeit experts don't study fake bills. They study the true dollar bill. It's perfection. Exactly what it is. And when they see something that's counterfeit, it's clear to them. They don't study the various counterfeits. It's like studying books that Satan led somebody to write. Whatever he put in there and allowed to be put in there from his deceiving analysis, he's lying. Amen. Christians who write books about it, you don't need to know about that. You need to know what the word says and how to defeat him in the truth. Then you will know if it's a lie or not. Amen. Know the truth and you will easily detect the fake, the lie, the deception. We talked about the breastplate of righteousness, which protects against condemnation. We talked about the gospel of peace so that you don't miss it. You are ready to go forth whenever God calls you to do something. Amen. To build the kingdom, to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. You're ready. We're going to continue on that today. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15 says, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Hallelujah. The gospel of peace is closely tied to the belt of truth and the shield of faith for offensive and defensive maneuvers. Hallelujah. You know, the parable of the sower, only 75% of the word 75% of the word fell on ground that did not produce. Only 25% produced. Are you part of the 25% that produces or the 75% that didn't produce any results? To get results, you need to put on the full armor of God and fight the fight of faith, winning and winning and winning. Amen? Hallelujah. There are people who do not keep their mind on the word, and because of that, Satan, who just like he came to kill and steal and destroy, he comes to steal the word. He stole 75% of the seed that was sown. 75% of the word, he stole it. You say, well, how can he steal the word? Because you don't allow it to get deep in your heart and live by it. Stand on it. Amen. The word must be final authority in your life and in my life. That's how we win. We need to have blinders on like racehorses. We can't see anything, but it is written. You know, the Australian coat of arms, it's also on their dollar, their silver dollar. It's got a kangaroo on it. And that represented the fact that Australia was going forward and not back. You know, a kangaroo cannot jump backwards. They can only go forward. That's what you and I need to be. We need to have the same attitude. We're going forth. We're taking. We're conquering. We're not going backwards. Amen. No, we don't take a step back. People say, one step towards, two steps back. If you say so, it will be so. No, I'm going forward. I'm taking. I'm conquering. Amen. Hallelujah. We should be covered. Our feet should be covered with the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is to fulfill the Great Commission of spreading the gospel of salvation, the good news of what Jesus did. It ultimately brings peace between man and God, according to Romans 5:1. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Peace with the Creator of heaven and earth. Oh my. You never win a battle without putting on combat boots. You never see somebody going to war without combat boots. Shoes are for going forward on attack, to take forth the gospel, amen? To take it forth, to fight offensively, defensively. A key to being ready for battle is to have good shoes on our feet. We talked about that in the Civil War. It may seem strange to consider shoes as part of armor, but it's a critical part. Amen. You don't want to go to war shoeless. You would likely be in pain, just like those in the Civil War. Every step you through harsh landscapes, you would be suffering pain. You couldn't run through it wide open. You'd be looking down, concerned where your foot was going to step. But if you've got them shod, covered, protected with the gospel of peace, you can ultimately fight without any inhibition, and you can win. Amen. Ability to fight. The Roman soldiers during Paul's time, they wore shoes called caligae, C-A-L-I-G-A-E. Basically, they were heavy military sandals, half boot, half sandals. So up on the sides, they were protected. The bottom was protected. And they were protecting the feet so that they could run, they could move. Every good soldier has good boots. Amen. Ready to move. They are prepared with their boots on, ready to go to battle. This was a sign of an equipped soldier. One of the greatest things Satan wants to destroy in your life is your peace. He wants to stir up disagreements, division, disrupt peace. Anything that will throw you and your family into a tailspin. Anything that will get you into worry, anxiety. That's one of his schemes, to bring fear, worry, anxiety, doubt. In the New Living Translation, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15 says, for shoes, put on peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. For shoes, put on peace, so that you would be fully prepared. The Greek word prepared is hetomos, H-E-T-O-I-M-O-S. It occurs several times in the Septuagint. That's the Greek version of the Old Testament. The implication is to be sure-footed, firm foundation, established, ready to meet any challenge, ready to go. We are supposed to be ready to meet any challenge, ready to go. Amen? Glory to God. We need to be sure-footed, established on the Word of God, grounded on the Word of God, ready to share the good news of Jesus at any time. Hallelujah. Enemies of the Roman Empire would sometimes put spikes on the ground so that while they were running, there were spikes would come up through their feet. It would be kind of like police today that were putting spike strips that would try to cause tires to go to deflate. Spike strips to stop cars from fleeing in high-speed chases. If you didn't have your shoes on properly, good shoes, you could be injured, crippled, or killed. Shoes were vital to fight the fight. Shoes, the gospel of peace, is vital for us to win. Amen? The same is true for us. We must fasten on the shoes of peace. Glory to God. Satan wants to use every opportunity to litter the path with situations that will break us down, that will cause us to stumble. Amen. That will prevent us from moving forward, to keep us from going and taking forth. Amen. This is the part of the armor that can give us protection. We need to keep moving across the battlefield, taking, taking, and taking, winning victory after victory. Peace grounds us like the Roman soldier's shoes plowed into the ground to fight. Put on the gospel of peace and stand firm on the word of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. The Roman soldier would trudge for miles and miles a day, ready to fight and stride with each other, not get strife with each other and stride. Every soldier taking a step. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Endeavor to keep your family in peace. Going forth. Left, right, left, right. Taking and taking and taking and taking and taking. Amen. The fight is won for us already, but we must fight the fight of faith. Amen. We must stay in peace. If we're not in peace, the enemy is winning. Amen. Keep strife out of your business, out of your marriage, out of your life, out of your home at all cost. Amen. Don't compromise on the word, but you can fight the good fight of faith in peace. Hallelujah. By speaking forth the word, by praying, by saying it is written. You don't have to enter into strife. You can walk away. You can keep your mouth shut and just pray. Amen. Isaiah 26:3. We talked about that in the last message. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Keep your trust or your faith in him. Let's move on to verse 16. Ephesians 6:16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, hallelujah, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The basic Bible says, and most of all, using faith as a cover to keep off all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Keep off all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The Jordan Bible says, above all, take the bulletproof vest of faith. Now, that's something that every police officer wants, a bulletproof vest. You and I have one that God created. Hallelujah. Bulletproof vest of faith will keep any of the fiery darts of the enemy off of us, which you'll be able to stop the tracer bullets of the evil one. The tracer bullets. Tracer bullets are ones that go around things that trace and try to find it. Heat-seeking missiles. Bullets that try to find out where you are. That track you down. It will protect you from them. You know, our military is creating military-grade stuff that's called intelligence weapons. Intelligent bombs and missiles that will track things down. Search it out. That's what the enemy is trying to do. But The shield of faith will protect us from it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, trust is another word for faith. What do you trust in? What do you put your faith in? The gospel is key to successful utilization of the shield of faith. You must know the word. You must build your faith by the word. Amen. Faith cometh by the anointed word of God, by hearing the anointed word of God. The shield of faith is extremely important in the fight. It's designed to protect the whole body. The Roman shield was a door size, not some little round Captain America shield that they would put out. No, it was a door size. And the front line would put it up, so the front line would have it in front of them like this. And the front people would be protected. But then the lines behind them, when their arrows were released, the front would go up and the next row would put their shield above them, of them in the row in front of them. And the people on the third row would put theirs up in the fourth row. So it was a complete shield encompassing the whole army. It protected them. Amen. And it was used for offense and defense. So it was used when the arrows came, protected them up, but it was used to go forward as well. You can't knock somebody down who's got a shield planted on the ground in front of them. They run into the shield and bounce off. Amen? It's like a bunch of linemen protecting the quarterback. Big guys. And they're all linked together. You have to get through the line to take out the people behind it to win. And it would protect them. Glory to God. You know, in Jude verse 3, it says to contend for the faith. I've got a series out on faith and fighting the good fight of faith. I encourage you to get it. We go deeply into Jude and what it says. Well, what are these fiery darts? They are flaming arrows. That's not just a physical thing. It's spiritual, not just natural. They are words which contain thoughts. Amen. Satan is trying to give you little words in your mind and in your ears to try to get you off. This is how spiritual battles are won or lost. You need to protect against those. And how do you do it? With the shield of faith. James chapter 2, verse 20 says, "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead, faith without action." Put that shield of faith up and then go forward. Amen. Get protected. Go forward. Protection whenever they attack. Go forward. Protection. Go forward. Keep fighting. In verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works or action is dead." Put on the shield of faith and then go forth with the gospel of peace. Taking it. Amen. Taking it forward. Glory to God. Don't get hung up on the pieces of the army. What is the shield? Many people say, "I got the shield of faith." But what does it protect? It protects against those fiery darts, our thoughts, those devilish, evil thoughts. Have faith in God. Trust in God. It's like a force field that will keep you safe because in whom you are trusting. Amen? In whom? You're trusting in God. Hallelujah. Stay behind the shield of faith, the shield of God. Self-pity is a key strategy of the enemy. Don't get into self-pity. If you're in self-pity, you're not in faith. So the Roman shield offended arrows, spears, swords, and it would protect you and the other warriors around. If you stay in faith, you can help protect your family. You can guard against schemes of the enemy coming in. Amen? You can be a protector. You can help build a barrier to protect and help people and keep people safe. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm building up my faith just by thinking about this. Those behind the front line, they would hold their shields up and it would protect other people. That is love. And love. Love wins. Amen. Faith works by love. God never fails. He is always a winner. Amen. He is love. So as you build your faith up, you can help protect other people and walk in love. Amen. Our shield of faith guards us against some of Satan's deadliest weapons, which are doubt, fear. Amen. See, Satan shoots these spears of doubt, arrows of doubt. He wants to intimidate. He wants us to get us off. And he wants you to think, oh, our prayers are not working. Our actions are not working. Take captive of those thoughts. Why would he be telling you that and sending those thoughts, those arrows of bad thoughts? Because he's a known liar. He tells you it's not winning because it is winning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have faith in many things and never overcome the darkness, the forces of darkness. But if you have faith in God, not faith in prayer, faith in God, not faith in doctors or medicine. I'm not against those. I've been to doctors many times. They've helped me out. They're fighting against the same enemy. Amen. Whether they realize it or not. But we are created to rule and reign in Him. Amen. Do this by speaking the word. The word of God in your mouth is the most powerful thing you've got working for you. You've got to get that word and stand in faith. Put on the full armor of God, but speak forth the word of God. It's extremely powerful. Amen. It's the most powerful thing in your life, actually. For example, you may say, oh, God's word is. But if you don't speak God's word, believe God's word, act on God's word, it doesn't work. For example, if God says, confess with your mouth and believe that you are saved and you will be saved, and you said, but that's hogwash. I don't believe it. Then you're not saved. If God says, I have made you whole, and you say, I know I have cancer, then your words will kill you. But if you say, God's word says by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, I take it by faith, body be whole, be made right in the name of Jesus. Cancer, die, dry up, be gone from my body. Your words are working for you, not against you. I have a series that I preached not long ago. It's called, If You Say So. If you say so, it will be so. What are you decreeing? What are you sharing? Amen. What are you saying? Keep up the faith of God working in your life. Decree it. Amen. Brother Kenneth Hagin, in a couple of his books, made a statement. He said, if we think wrong, we will believe wrong. If our believing is wrong, our confession will be wrong. Get the word of God in your heart by getting it in your mind and down in your heart and speak it forth. Amen. To keep up the faith, we must ensure that the helmet of salvation is on our heads. Faith comes by hearing the anointed word of God. Amen. The helmet of salvation. That's the next one that we're going to go into. The helmet of salvation. That helmet comes from a Greek word that means surrounded. We are protected with a helmet surrounding our head. It protects all about us. So you've got the shield of faith that's supposed to protect in front of you, on top of you, and you've got the shield, the helmet of salvation that's protecting you. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a pilot, and pilots used to have helmets or earphones that were really loud and pick up the noise of the engines and the vibration and stuff. But now they've got noise canceling headsets. If you have a phone with a lot of the headsets for phones and the earpods and stuff, you can get them noise canceling. Well, I think that the helmet of salvation is noise canceling. It cancels out the noise of the enemy. You put on the helmet of salvation, and man, it can block all those different words the enemy's trying to put into your mind. Keep on the helmet of salvation. It is written. It is written. I'm saved, Satan. No matter what you do, my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Where's yours written? Your time's coming up. I've read the end of the book. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Your time is coming, Satan. Tell him them things and man, he'll be gone. He'll flee because he knows it's truth. His time is short. He's going to be locked up. A big angel's coming down. I'm going to put him in chains and throw him in the pit. Hallelujah. And I'm going to have a day of celebration. I won't shed one tear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My, my, my. Keep on the helmet of salvation. Keep it on our heads. Amen. We're going to get into that. But 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. See, as our love abounds, as our love grows and increases, we grow in strength. And faith works by love. Keep in love, brother and sister. Walk in love. Many times it takes faith to walk in love with people. But if we want to win every battle, we must faithfully walk in love, choosing to forgive people, choosing not to be offended, choosing to walk in love. Amen. Keep the shield of faith out in front of us at all times. But remember, love never fails. Love must be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. The lack of love indicates a lack of faith, which hinders God's grace. Let me repeat that. Lack of love indicates a lack of faith, which will hinder God's grace operating in your life. It will hinder God's ability operating in your life. And if God's ability is operating in your life, with His ability, we can win every battle. Amen. We can come up and overcome everything the enemy does. Glory to God. We are made to rule and reign, to walk in victory against every principality, every scheme of the enemy. Amen. Well, this is Mike Kennedy with Living in Victory. And remember, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. 1 John 5:4. Hallelujah. Well, have a blessed day.
Graciousness and the goodness of God, we're happy to inform you that you can download all of our messages and our mini books free of charge from our website. Also, if you'd like to become a partner or receive our newsletter, feel free to contact our offices.
We're living in victory.